You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson of MLB.com. I'm here with Clint Robinson, one of the best bench players in baseball. Clint, thanks for being with me. Clint, you had a great year coming off the bench, and what was the reason behind it?
I think it was just very low-maintenance approach to the game. You know, I approached every game like I was going to start. You know, I usually was out in the outfield getting loose like I was going to play the game. And just my work before the game, you know, keeping myself ready and just being in tune to the game at all times, you know, never letting my guard down and just always being ready when Matt Williams needed me.
Clint, the one thing that I took notice is that not only you played first base, but you played the outfield pretty good. And you never played the outfield before. What was it like playing the corners?
You know, it was a crash course. You know, I know I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say that I'm, you know, Michael Taylor out there or anything. But, you know, I'll make the routine play majority of the time. Not going to make it, you know, gold glove plays probably, you know, all the time. I might sneak one in there every now and then. But, yeah, I put in a lot of work last year with Tony Tarasco during spring training and then continued to do that during the season. And, you know, just kind of learned on the fly, and it worked out for me.
What kind of season are you expecting in 2016 for yourself?
I'm expecting to build on last season. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to, you know, be the best hitter I can. I'm going to do everything I can to help this team win. Improving every facet of the game. I've, you know, been working hard on the outfield, going to get better at that. You know, you can always get better at first base. I'm going to work on base running, you know, hitting, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, just improving in every facet of the game to stay in the big leagues.
You have a new manager now in Dusty Baker, and he's made it known to everyone in the media that the bench is the most important thing on his team. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about Dusty Baker being on this team?
Oh, I'm glad he feels that way. You know, I'm glad to have him. You know, he comes with a long history of success. You know, I've heard, you know, everybody loves him from what I've heard. We haven't seen much of him because he's been working with the pitchers and catchers so far, and we've just kind of been doing, you know, kind of voluntary workouts. But I'm looking forward to working with him when we start camp going with everybody. And, you know, as far as the bench goes, you know, I think it is really important because you've got to give guys the day off here and there. And, you know, sometimes like we saw with last year, when guys go down with injury, you got to have people step up and keep you in the race. So I think he's right. I think the bench is pretty important.
I looked at your stats when you were in the minor leagues when I first met you, and I told you, man, you raked, and I'm just happy that you're finally getting the chance to play in the major leagues. And how good is it to finally get your chance?
Oh, it feels good. You know, it's you know, this game is tough. You know, there's only a certain amount of jobs for a certain amount of players, and you know, a lot of times it's all about being in the right place at the right time with the right organization. You know, finally got lucky last year. I hate to say, you know, with, you know, guys getting injured, you don't ever wish injury on anybody, but, you know, it's part of the game, and I was lucky enough to benefit from those injuries. And then once I finally got my opportunity, you know, I kind of ran with it a little bit. So it was good to finally, you know, capitalize on an opportunity I got, and I'm going to keep going with it as long as I can.
Clint Robinson, thank you so much. I am now with Sean Kelly. Sean, thanks for being with me. Sean, the one thing I've heard a lot about you is how you handled New York. And because of how you handle New York, a lot of people feel you can handle Washington. And how do you feel about that?
Well, I think, you know, New York's it's a different beast, I guess. You know, it's a totally different market. And you know, I was coming from Seattle where you don't have a ton of newspapers and a ton of coverage, and walked into a locker room where there was 100 people first day of spring training. But, you know, I've never had an issue with you know, being able to express my thoughts or talk about games, good or bad or whatever. So I try to be honest and open as much as I can be. And you know, I think that if you can probably handle the New York media and the press and the stuff that's written, you know, you can anywhere. But I'm a guy that I don't really read a lot. I don't try to get wrapped up in it. A lot of times when things are good, people tend to talk about how great you are, and it's probably a little bit better than what you really are. And when you're bad, people probably make you feel like you're a little bit worse than what you really are. Usually it's probably somewhere in between. So I try to stay kind of in the middle and not get too wrapped up in what's said or what's not said.
A lot of people believe you will be a big help to this bullpen. You'll be one of the setup guys for sure. How much do you really want to help this bullpen?
Well, that's the goal. I mean, whether it's, you know, set up seventh inning, it doesn't matter. You come into a game with a lead or a tight ball game and it's late. Nowadays there's such a specialty on the bullpen, whereas it's almost like now you have three or four closers and not just one. So, you know, you come in, you get your outs that you're asked to get, and you help the team win. And at the end of the day, if the more of us that can do that and pitch in or help get the ball to Pat, you know, in the ninth, then that's what's going to help us win a championship. That's defense and pitching right now is what's helping win. So,
a lot of people believe you turned things around. We went to New York and then went to San Diego. What turned things around for you?
I think in New York, I kind of really had my first chance to kind of have a role. I'd always kind of pitched later innings, sometimes down. I'd pitched a few in Seattle for a couple years. I had some injuries. I pitched a few multiple inning stints and pitched some games and kind of mop-up situations. So I was kind of all over the place. And I think when I got to New York, obviously expecting to win from day one, expecting to win a World Series every year, a lot of expectations. I pride myself in thriving in those situations. Jabba got hurt early. Boone Logan came out of camp a little bit banged up. So I kind of fell into like a seventh inning role right out of the gate. And had a lot of big situations, a lot of big games with runners on. I came in and did my job, and I think I found a even more of a confidence in myself, Girardi, and showed more confidence in me. And I think I kind of grew as a pitcher that year a lot and realized what I was maybe capable of doing.
San Diego was also a great year, too. Talk about that.
Yeah, it was great. I think things I learned in New York, the situations, and learned a lot about myself as a pitcher personally, and I think I carried that over to San Diego, and I've told people, this entire offseason kind of going through the process of free agency and stuff, is I think I really kind of everything that I kind of been through injury-wise and pitching in New York and being traded a few times, I kind of all came together and was kind of my platform year was last year. I think I really found myself as a pitcher maturity-wise and knowing my strengths and not so much what the hitter can or can't do, but just being myself, and I think that came out last year, and I want to continue to develop as well.
Final question: what made you decide to come to the Washington Nationals?
Well, it was I was very set out on trying to find an East Coast team, to be honest with you, somewhere in the Eastern time zone or Central, something closer to home, something that travels not so bad for my young kids to be able to see me, and maybe even more important than that was somewhere that's ready to win a World Series. I didn't want to go somewhere where they were rebuilding. I didn't want to go somewhere that thought they had a chance to win or was on the outside. But I really wanted to, and you take what you can get, but I really wanted to be somewhere that I felt like was ready to win a World Series. And there's no better place than to meet all my needs than right here in D.C.
Sean Kelly, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.